So what happens is when we release a negative emotion, like let's say we go back with the timeline and we release a major negative emotion, like all the anger. So we release that, and then what happens is that may take a chunk out of that away from. Could take it all by releasing the anger. Or it could just take a chunk. Or maybe when we release a limiting decision, it's like, whoa, that away from disappears. So what we've found is that when we release the major negative emotions and a couple of limiting decisions, most people find that there's a significant shift in the number of away froms in their values hierarchy. Now, so and you, I think we find we had the most success with shifting people's values in terms of the toward away conflicts when we work with the past, with either releasing negative emotions, limiting decisions, we do re-imprintings, change personal histories. Those are going to be the most, for me, those are the ones where we get the most effect in terms of the toward away from conflicts. And we can just do it generally. Like we could just get rid of their anger and afterwards re-elicit their values and say, okay, notice if the away froms are still there or if they've disappeared. And that'll give them a contrast frame as well. So in the beginning of the session, if you elicit their values and you find all the toward away conflicts, do whatever work you're going to do, which could include those things that I mentioned, and which specific techniques you're going to use will be revealed when you do your detailed personal history. That'll help you. That'll say, oh, I got to do this technique, I got to do this technique, I got to do this technique. Or they also may be revealed when you do this with a client. You may notice immediately that they've got some limiting decisions. Or the client themselves may say, wow, yeah, I've got some limiting decisions, and those limiting decisions they'll voice at that point. It's more likely that they'll come out in the detailed personal history, but then you'll do that. You'll find out what techniques you're going to use, which would most likely include the ones I just mentioned. There's also another one that I'm going to teach you later that we can use to get rid of away froms. But once we've used those techniques, then we can come back and have them look at their values hierarchy again and say, notice that the away froms are there if they've disappeared. If they disappeared, cross them out. That gives them a contrast frame. It also gives them the ability to look at it and go, oh, wow, they have disappeared there, they have disappeared there, they have disappeared there, and they have disappeared there. And they do an internal check with themselves to know if they've disappeared. That gives them a contrast frame. It gives them a before-after picture, and it gives them some sort of a basis of comparison. There's another technique that we can use to get rid of the away froms that's a very pointed, specific technique. We actually use expanded awareness also to get rid of away froms. That's one more technique that we can use, and I may not get into that until early next week. We'll talk about that. But it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple way to get rid of away froms, and it's quite effective. The way that you would integrate toward conflicts is parts integration. Okay, so if compensation is in conflict with creativity, you do a parts integration on the conflict. I'd like to talk to the part of you that wants compensation. I want to talk to the part of you that wants creativity. Chunk them up and integrate the parts, and that'll clear toward conflicts. The way to clear away from conflicts is to get rid of the use the timeline to get rid of the away from component on that value. And then do a parts integration on the values themselves.
So give me an example of that. So if you have an away.
If you have an away from conflict.
You wanna put it into a timeline releasing of what?
I may actually demonstrate this, I may demonstrate a couple of them. On an away from conflict, you release the away from component of the value first, and then you do a parts integration on the two values that are in conflict.
Do it. Yeah.
Oh, did you relate to that? Is that what? Yeah. So what you would do is get rid of the fear of. Let's say there was a fear of abandonment behind that. Let's just say, and I don't know that that's the issue, but you get rid of that fear of abandonment first. Maybe with a limiting decision, release the limiting decision to have that. And then if you had two values that were remaining that were in conflict, like, do you have two values that are in conflict? Did you find any conflicts between your values?
I only had, yes, I had a toward away.
You had a toward away conflict.
That was
commitment and intimacy. So you, oh, commitment and intimacy. So what you would do is you'd release the away from component on the value where there was away from, and then you would integrate the parts of commitment and intimacy. So you'd release the away from component on the value that was an away from value, and then you'd integrate the parts of, I'd have the part of you that wanted commitment come out on one hand and the part of you that wanted intimacy come out on the other hand, and we'd integrate those parts. The best thing you could do is work it out. Like what a lot of people do is like to get together while they're here and work out. And that's why I say a lot of people like to get real clear on their values and work out their stuff while they're here. We're actually, during this training, we're going to do a complete intervention with somebody. And I will demonstrate a complete intervention, I think, if we have enough time. I'll do from beginning to end. I'll show you how I would do a complete intervention with somebody. So we'll get lots of time to look at that and see how that works from beginning to end. The other way that you can get rid of away froms on the values hierarchy is with expanded awareness. And we're going to learn how to do this later. I'll explain it to you now. But what you do is you have them imagine a spot above eye level. And you have them imagine, they place all their attention, all their awareness on that spot. They go into expanded awareness. And then you have them focus on how they know that the away from component is present on that value while in expanded awareness. And what you do is you blow the neurological, you're actually blowing out the neurological drivers on that problem. And the problem, and that can be sufficient to make it disappear. It can be, and then sometimes we may need to go deeper with timeline work to get rid of specific negative emotions on that value or get rid of specific limiting decisions. I like using expanded awareness because it can clear it pretty quickly. And it's a very pointed exercise, and you can be real quick with it.
Is part of being able to accomplish some of this just becoming aware that it exists?
That's the first step, yeah, because a problem well stated is a problem half solved. So that is the first step. Yeah, absolutely. Once you know what's there, it's like, oh, geez, well, then all I got to do is do this, and I can get rid of it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% in agreement with that. Right.
But the very fact it's been brought up, I'm being faced, forced to acknowledge that it exists.
Yes.
So again, it doesn't even, I figure, I don't care if it feels silly, if it works, I'm all for it.
Yes.
So I just am wondering if just getting them or yourself in that particular situation to acknowledge that this is the way it is.
Yes.
You're half there.
Yes. Now, we will return to all of this later. Okay, so we're going to come back to this, but I wanted to go over the different types of interventions that you would do with it. We will come back to this later, and we'll work with it. We'll work with it at times during the training. I'd also like to show you how to change a value in the hierarchy if somebody has a value that they're not. Like they want, maybe they want to move a value up in the hierarchy or something like that. Okay. First, do you guys want to see a demonstration of how I would use expanded awareness to get rid of and away from on a values hierarchy? Okay. Because parts integration is pretty clear, right? You've done parts integration. You know how to integrate those. You could. And by the way, if you want to get together with people and integrate your stuff before we do an intervention, I'm okay with that. If you want to start working on your values to get rid of some of the away froms and stuff, get rid of, I'm okay with that. Or we'll be working on various techniques throughout the class where you'll have the opportunity to do that as well. And then you'll be doing a complete intervention so you can clear up your stuff there as well.